Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back as we discuss romances and relationships in our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. Start us off with comparing and contrasting Rochester and Rhett. I would say that both are, number one, educated and wealthy, either family wealth or earned wealth. Now, Rhett, interestingly, came from family wealth, was disinherited, and then earned his wealth. But we'll talk more about that in future episodes. Number two, they are both presented as rather mysterious older men. They are more worldly and experienced than the women, dare I say girls, they want to marry, Jane and Scarlett, respectively. Three, they both are responsible for and raising other people's children. Rochester is raising Adele, who is the daughter of a French woman that he was involved with in his mysterious past. Adele lives at Rochester's estate. Rhett has a ward who is a little boy. He's possibly the, prostitute, brothel owner, Belle Watling's child. And of course, there's always been speculation, is he Rhett's child? But there's no proof of that. But Wade is off at boarding school. His ward is off at boarding school. We don't really know too much about that child. And then fourth, the relationships they have with women, I think have a lot of comparisons and probably more comparisons than contrasting, but let's delve in. First, we'll look at Rochester in Jane Eyre and then Rhett in Gone with the Wind. So some of the relationships with women that Rochester has, I feel like we should start with Rochester and Bertha, because Bertha is his first wife. Spoiler alert, you know. Now, for me, I think it's fair to say that I have a lot more issues with Rochester than you do, Sarah E., but he's not quite as heroic in my mind as he might be in yours, but I try to be, I try to be objective, but the truth is we only have Rochester's side of this particular relationship's story. He tells Jane what we know about his relationship with Bertha. We don't really know Bertha's side of the story. We're told that he was a young man when he met her. I should probably say an impressionable young man. We are told that he was physically attracted to her and was duped by his friends and family into marrying what he now considers to be a crazy woman. And she was apparently crazy at the time. Now, I have a lot of issues with this one-sided relationship, but I think it's safe to say that Bronte's point of view here is in accord with how women were treated in the time period the story takes place. For example, you know, by modern standards, we know that women throughout history could be regarded as crazy for some really ridiculous characteristics and behaviors that in all actuality aren't crazy at all. Any passionate nature, any incorrigibility or dissent from expected behavior, any sexual passion, all that kind of stuff was deemed insane for, you know, many, 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 many years. So we're kind of left, you know, wondering, was Bertha actually insane, or was she driven insane by society? Or worse, was she just labeled insane because she was not a docile woman? A lot of what we know about her is questionable. You know, the fact that she's crazy is questionable at best. And I would go so far as to, I have other notes somewhere that I seem to have erased part of, but I was adding also that, you know, we know that Rochester locked her up years before Jane has entered his life, right? She's been locked up. She's chained up. I mean, she's fettered. And, you know, I have to ask, you know, how much of her insanity and violent behavior stems from being locked up and isolated like that? We will talk about madness and isolation further in future episodes, but when we're labeling someone insane, the way Bertha gets labeled in this book, these are some of the questions that we have to ask ourselves, and especially just, you know, when I reread the book, I was struck with how the descriptions of her when he was young and met her, she didn't seem crazy to me. She just seemed out of societal's norms of behavior for a female, you know. And so that question of, is it society that labeled her crazy or was she really crazy, is kind of, you know, a big question in my mind. What do you think, Sarah E?
Yeah, that's a completely valid point, Allison. I absolutely agree. There's a ton of issues with how Bertha's treated from a modern standpoint. And you're right that there is absolutely a connection, an unfair connection with women's behavior and it being perceived as being mentally unstable. I mean, even the root of hysteria is linked to the same root word as, like, from the womb.
Yeah.
So, I for sure interpreted Bertha, as I read the book, as having some legitimate mental health issues. For example, the need to have Grace as a full-time caretaker. That shows to me that it's more than just not being docile, biting her own brother to the point that he nearly passes out from the blood loss.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he does pass out. And then setting fire to Thornfield.
But both of those things happen after she's been locked up for many, many years, correct?
The biting her own brother happens during the main action of the book.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But the evidence in my head when I see it indicates more than just that, oh, she has some progressive behaviors.
Right. Well, yeah, and it raises the point that even if she wasn't, like, totally insane when she was originally locked up, she very well may be now. And she can't be left, you know, in society as a normal person because she, like you said, she is violent in ways that are not acceptable and could cause harm and injury. And,
right.
You know, trying to set fire to the place and all that. I mean, she's definitely got some serious madness issues going on. We just only kind of get a one-sided view of them, which, you know, you had some interesting things to say about how Rochester describes her to Jane, especially the violent behavior and her madness.
Sure. Yeah, and I do believe it is possible that whatever state her mental health was in, that the treatment that she received did exacerbate that condition.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe that's possible. And we'll delve into a little bit about how people with mental illnesses were treated in the early 1800s, that was certainly a risk for lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Rochester does say to Jane that it's, quote, it's not because she's mad that I hate her. He refers to Bertha as unchaste, perverse, low, and pardon me because this is so not politically correct and I disagree with the use of the term, but has a pygmy intellect.
Yeah, that's it. He's a really condescending asshole sometimes, isn't he?
Yes.
All our men in these books are. So let's not hoist him up there all by himself. But go ahead, yeah.
But there's definitely legit issues with their marriage from her side as well, as meaning she's contributing to the downfall of the marriage, the disintegration rather.
Mm-hmm.
It seems likely, although it is never said, that she's had an affair.
He wouldn't use the word unchaste. That's code for she was, you know, flirting with and or sleeping with other men. I mean, not, you know, that's the only kind of, that's his word for, that makes sense in the time period the book was written and, you know, when it's supposed to be taking place, that's a word that would have been used in that context, you know. So, yeah, I agree that she probably was at least being flirtatious, inappropriately flirtatious, and at worst, actually engaging in sexual relationships with other men, you know.
Yeah, and there is an uncomfortable link in Rochester's mind that because she is unchaste and has vices, then that is what leads to her insanity.
Yeah, like that's a mental defect.
Right, and that's uncomfortable.
I laugh, ha ha ha, but you know, that because in today's world we don't normally look at someone like that and say, oh, they're insane. We might say, ooh, that's dangerous, risky behavior in the world of, you know, the kind of, you know, sexually transmitted diseases you can get or something. But we wouldn't mm-hmm. necessarily say, you're insane, you know,
right,
and must
exactly.
be locked up, you know, so.
Exactly.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.